talk a little about the premise of your book.
Sure. I start with the idea that in 1990, three incredibly important things happened for women's reproductive lives. Demi Moore appeared nude and pregnant on the cover of Vanity Fair. The second thing is that the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision in a case called UAW versus Johnson Controls and told Johnson Controls that they couldn't constrain women's access to certain jobs, better paying jobs, just because the proximity of women on those battery lines could cause fetal and birth defects. And third, Mila Kunis and her family immigrated to the United States. So the book traces how those three things are actually more related than you would think.
Okay. The press release says that the interest in celebrity babies may appear to be fairly innocent, but you're asserting there's a much more kind of a sinister underlying about race and class and other things.
Well, you know, I think that the press coverage manages to reinforce a lot of the ideas we have about femininity when we see the coverage of pregnant celebrities. And a lot of those ideas also very much rely on established ideas of race and the ability to have the kind of body that's trumpeted really in the press depends on some significant class privilege. You cannot have Gwyneth Paltrow's post-baby body without a staff. You know, you really just, she has said it, you need a cook, a nanny or two, a personal trainer, and the ability to spend 3 to 4 hours a day in the gym. So there are some class necessities, some wealth necessities to having that body, but there are also some things going on in the media coverage and especially on the celebrity blogs with the way that women of color are portrayed in their fertility, in their availability, in their hypersexuality. Women who aren't women of color who are celebrities don't have that as often. Britney Spears, of course, was treated pretty horribly by the mainstream press after her pregnancies when it seemed as though she probably had some postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis. But she was really just treated like a bad mom. And some of the language around her way of being a mom and her way of being pregnant replicated some of the ideas we have about race and class and how women are supposed to act.
Being a guy who I would like to think doesn't follow this kind of stuff, even I remember seeing just like a week ago there was some celebrity who, look at her great bikini body after her baby. I remember seeing that going, how does this manage to permeate even me? Why are we seeing this kind of stuff still?
Yes, no, isn't it kind of crazy? Or even better when a celebrity says, I'm not going to rush to lose the baby weight, like Drew Barrymore did this weekend and like Kristen Bell did a year ago. Even that then makes news. It was really controversial when Redbook put Kristen Bell on the cover, about 10 pounds over her pre-baby weight, and they actually had to write an editorial explaining their choice not to wait until she was thinner. So I think it's amazing how it permeates, and it doesn't always have to be bad, and we can look at it critically and still enjoy it, but there's definitely a message being sent about you're supposed to bounce back and even be better than you were before pregnancy. I think that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on women, and I think men notice it too. When I have taught a chapter of this of my book to my senior seminar, and about half the room got it, and they were all female, and about half the room wasn't so sure. Some of the men in the classroom were like, no, that really shouldn't impact women. But a good 3 or 4 men in the class said, oh, no, it does. It really does, you know, impact how women view and judge themselves and view and judge others.
Do you offer any solutions as to vowing not to buy tabloids or People magazine, or do you not fall for the clickbait online? How do we solve this?
Well, I don't offer those kinds of solutions in the book because the book is actually, that's one part of what I'm talking about in the book, but I'm also looking at the way that we surveil and regulate average women and their pregnancies. So my solution is more of, let's be aware of the fact that we're becoming comfortable with this kind of surveillance, regulation, gossip, and judgment. And maybe by awareness, we can moderate our responses. Personally, we don't have a TV in our home. I don't subscribe to any mainstream media. So I feel as though after about an 11-year detox from that, it doesn't impact me as much as it might. Although the research for the book, I had an office full of pictures of pregnant celebrities torn out that everyone and their uncle gave me, and I papered my office wall with them. And it started to get really overwhelming and depressing, and I finally took them down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for folks who are interested, Pregnant with the Stars, I'm assuming it's available through Amazon and all the regular Barnes & Noble
type
places?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and also Stanford University Press's website.